Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to Coach Cafe Radio, the self-empowerment place to meet where you get your weekly cup of inspiration on Blog Talk Radio. And today is Saturday, December 30th. And here in the Coach Cafe, I offer you enlightened conversations about what matters most. I offer you interviews with top self-empowerment coaches, experts, and authors. I share proven and effective life coaching tools, techniques, and processes to help you to live your best life, and I am definitely spreading the word that life coaching changes lives. I am your host, Certified Master Life Coach Kathleen Martin, also known as your Balanced Life Coach, coming to you live from the beautiful Hamptons, New York, as I do each week, and I invite you to join in on my enlightened conversation by calling 646-649-1015. That's 646-649-1015. And you do have to press the number 1 so that I see that you're waiting in the queue with your question or comment. And you can also post those questions and comments in the chat room here if you're on your computer. And I want to send out a very big thank you to all of my followers. And if you do like what you hear, I would totally appreciate it if you would follow me here on Blog Talk Radio if you're a new listener and haven't followed me yet. That's right there on the homepage, right under the banner, very easy. And, of course, on social media, which is Coach Cafe Radio on both Facebook and Twitter. And I do appreciate it very much when you pass it on and spread the word and share it with your friends, because I am loaded up here in the Coach Cafe. I've been on the air now for over 7 years. It's very eclectic in the Coach Cafe. I cover topics from happiness and health, wealth, relationships, sex, and career, to the law of attraction, energy, psychology, angels, and more. So there's something for everyone. And just click on any one of the pictures on the homepage or the guest gallery, you'll be led to the archived show. All of the shows are archived. You can listen back anytime. And of course, you know, it's proven that if you listen back to something, just even the second time, you hear 30% more. So it's pretty fast moving here. I hope you have a pen and paper. I share a lot of resources during my shows so that you can leave with way more than with what you entered in with. And while you are there, definitely leave your name and your email, of course, and you will receive your self-empowerment gifts. And I will let you know what's coming up next in the Coach Cafe. And today the name of my show is Get Real With Your Resolutions, right? Get Real With Your Resolutions, because, of course, here we go. You're probably inundated with people who are talking about helping you to achieve those resolutions that you make, setting those goals and really actually hitting the target and experiencing what you want this year, right? So the year has passed, even though it's kind of a, you know, it's made up, this border, this arbitrary delineation of time and everything. But here we go, and we're into another year, and you're probably sitting down with yourself and going, okay, I didn't really achieve what I intended during this past year. Now what, right? So as a coach, of course, it is extremely important to really sit down with yourself, okay? Don't let another year go by where next December 31st, you're sitting there going, here I go again, and I haven't achieved, you know, these things that are very, very important. That's why I say that these are what's most important in life, because we all share that. We all share what's most important. There are certain areas of life that definitely matter most. So today I'm going to talk about getting a fresh start in 2018, and how to let go of the old patterns and habits that are keeping you from achieving the goals that you set this year. And I am going to share with you absolutely proven and effective life coaching techniques to help you get started right now, okay? So stay right where you are, and I will be right back after this very quick sponsor break with Get Real With Your Resolutions.
We all know that pure, clean water is necessary to experience optimal health and well-being.
Water is life. But do you know what's in your water? Well, we do. At howtopurifyyourwater.com, we offer multi-pure drinking water systems made using the state-of-the-art advanced solid carbon technology, which removes even the smallest pollutant. MultiPure has been on the cutting edge of water filtration for over 40 years. MultiPure drinking water systems provide clean, healthy water whenever you need it, right at your kitchen sink. When you choose to filter your water with our point-of-use countertop, below-the-counter, whole house, or reverse osmosis water filtration systems, you have the peace of mind of knowing exactly what is in your water. You will save money, and you will no longer be contributing to the enormous number of plastic bottles that are polluting our planet. MultiPure's innovative filter technology provides exceptional performance. The proof lies in the product's NSF International certification and its ability to reduce a wide range of contaminants that affect both your health and the aesthetics of water without removing beneficial minerals in the water. This makes MultiPure water ideal for everything from drinking to cooking to showering. So visit us today at howtopurifyyourwater.com for more information. And be sure to check out our current monthly promotions. That's howtopurifyyourwater.com.
And I am back reminding you that you are in the Coach Cafe. Again, I am your host, Certified Master Life Coach Kathleen Martin. And I invite you to visit me at KathleenMartinCoaching.com. That's with the letter K. KathleenMartinCoaching.com. It's simply my name. And I am excited to help you to achieve these resolutions this year. And you can get started right now by visiting my website. You can leave your name and email. You'll receive your quick coaching five-part audio series to get you started. They're very powerful, short audios that if you do take that action, you'll get the ball rolling. And I guarantee that you will feel different if you take those actions every day because, you know, you really do need to take action to achieve your resolutions, your goals, your desires, your intentions, all of that, and really experience what you want, right? And also, you can download your Expand Your Success Coaching Wheel tool. That's an instant download. Be sure to print it out and take the action to see just which areas you're neglecting, that you really need to be honest with yourself, rate yourself in there, and see where you're wobbly so that I can get you back into balance so that you can feel good. Okay, it's all about feeling good, right? So definitely leave your name and email there, and I will get in touch with you. Also, a box drops down. You can sign up right now for your discovery session where I will help you to learn much more about what life coaching can do for your life and more about my balanced life coaching programs that are definitely designed to help you to live your best life. So be sure to take those actions. So again, I'm talking about getting real with your resolutions. So what is really going on now if you're sitting there and you have not experienced the level of success that you have been wanting to in very key areas of your life or even a few smaller ones, and get going here because you really need to sit down with yourself and get real. Because unless you really get on that level with yourself and connect there, it'll be real easy to be unconscious again for a year and not take actions and not be in the seat of power is what I like to call it, right? Where you are the one that is creating your own reality, as we hear so much talk about, and you would swear up and down that you have been doing all of these self-empowerment techniques and they're simply not working for you. But one of the best things that you can do right out of the gate, the very first thing, is admit that you need help. Okay? Admit you need help. It's one of the key factors in any recovery if you are someone who may be in recovery in some way, shape, or form. One of the first things is to really sit with yourself and admit, you know what? I need help. Okay? I tried to do this on my own. I've been attempting, but something gets in the way, and that's really actually your default. You know, your default can show up and convince you that you don't need to change, right? It will keep you small. It's called your ego, and you've probably heard a lot of acronyms for ego, like edging God out and things like that, where you're not in tune with that higher mind of you, and it convinces you that it's okay to take actions that are not good for you. And then you feel other feelings like shame, right, and disappointment and discouragement because you haven't taken the actions that you need to achieve those desires. Like, where do you think the desire is coming from to improve yourself and to improve your life? And that's coming from your higher self, your higher mind, that's trying to urge you forward. But there's this part of us that'll sit us right back down and keep us very limited in our life, right? And all sorts of beliefs are in there, and I certainly talk about them every single week. Be sure to listen back, right? So I definitely, you know, recommend hire someone to help you, hire a coach. Don't expect it's going to be your friend or a family member. You need to hire somebody. I'm going to really emphasize that, because if you don't commit to yourself and you don't value yourself and you don't invest in yourself, a whole year will go by. And you will regret the fact that you didn't get the help, right? So go and get involved with someone who's going to help you. Of course, this is why I am here. And coaching is something that changes people's lives. I can tell you from my own personal experience, it doesn't mean you're not going to be challenged. It doesn't mean it's going to make life easy. It's going to mean that you're going to be able to manage when it's not easy. And you're going to be able to feel more powerful rather than powerless when it comes to some of these life challenges that, you know, some of them are pretty darn big, you know, and there isn't a soul of us that doesn't have these experiences. So what are you going to do? And the first thing is you're going to admit that you need help. And then another thing to do next is to review your last year. Okay, get in there, even if you did not achieve your desires and your goals and your intentions. Just be honest with yourself and write down what you did not achieve this year. Okay, it's very important to do that. And there's even other practices and processes with coaching that kind of put you in a position of having to face something that's uncomfortable. But that's okay. You know, you do grow as a result of facing that uncomfortable place. You know, that very popular quote, you know, success is right outside your comfort zone. So, you know, challenge yourself to write down what you didn't achieve. And it's not to feel bad. It's not to beat yourself up. It's to be real with yourself. You need to get in there so that you can be real with that and be conscious of it. It's very easy to go unconscious, you know. It's a daily occurrence. We go in and out of brainwave activity, and a lot of it can be very unconscious. And this is how you know. If you have set the intention to do something like stop smoking and you are still smoking, it's because you've been mostly unconscious. And there's all sorts of reasons why we go unconscious and pick up that thing that can cause us to feel an instant release of tension, like smoking. But it's not good for you. We all know that, and so do you. You're an intelligent being. But there's something about it that causes you to go unconscious, and for the most part, you're smoking unconsciously. So even if you became conscious, more conscious, get very involved with your smoking habit, you're more likely for it to be able to no longer control you, and you control it, and you take a daily action every day, and what do you know? You're going to look up and you don't smoke anymore. It's going to, there's a part of you that's going to help you be conscious. So that's a very important thing. So, you know, be aware and get real with yourself. What haven't you achieved so that you can really address the feelings that are there present with it? Like, are you feeling overwhelmed? Are you feeling, you know, where you feel powerless to change this habit, right? Are you feeling anxiety? Are you feeling depression or, discouragement? Things like that that are causing you to do something like smoke. I'm using a couple of examples that are pretty common that are resolutions, okay, during this time together. So the experience of those feelings generally lead to you picking up a cigarette or some other bad habit. eating would be another one. I'm going to use eating and smoking because they are two primary reasons why a lot of people are not achieving their desire, okay? Like stop smoking or releasing weight so that you can feel good within yourself. It's all about feeling good with between you and you. So, and I know that you can even sit here, and it's not that there's lack of help, right? There are coaches like me. You could reach out to someone every day of your life. You can go on the internet and type in how to quit smoking or how to stop overeating. But the first thing first has to happen, because you know that'll become a no action experience. Speaking, you're gonna go into analysis paralysis. You're gonna analyze this. You're gonna try to figure it out with your intelligence and that linear part of your brain that certainly can say, you know, there are definitely ways of, you know, achieving this goal. But when you don't do something that I'm going to share with you first, you generally get into this kind of hamster wheel experience, don't you? You're just on this pattern and habit of thinking and feeling and feeling and thinking, and you're trying to break free from it by thinking, and that's not the way. The way to do it is by feeling more, and the way to feel is to drop down into your heart. So as you're going about even thinking about getting real with your resolutions, whatever that might be, whether it's to stop smoking or release some weight or whatever it is, you fill in the blank, you need to drop into your heart, because that's really where the intelligence is. And it's going to help you to be able to look at the thing and see it for what it is and no longer have it have the power and hold over you. So that happens because you go every day you're going to take this action, which is called the 2-minute six count breath. And it comes from, here's a resource, write it down, heartmath.org, a global organization recognized for its outstanding accomplishment in helping people to release stress and anxiety, which is the root. It's one of the roots there. If you were a plant, it would be a root to why you're literally not fully alive, because you're smoking or you're eating too much or whatever the case may be. And it has to do with you having a tense, contracted experience of life because you're not relaxed. And this is what will help you to relax so you can have access to intelligent thinking. So you sit very quietly every day by yourself. You set aside this time. This is one of the commitments. And you are going to close your eyes and take long, deep breaths to the count of six. Hold it for a moment and then release to the count of six. And you're going to count so you busy your mind so it doesn't come in and start chattering at you and intruding on you. And you're going to achieve something that's proven. They've hooked people up to the technology today, and they can see the difference in the rhythmic pattern that's going on within you that is either in a state of tension or relaxation, right? Either you're stressed or you're relaxed. And for you to even think about changing, you need to be relaxed and open. So that's one very simple way of doing that. And it's going to help you to tap into that, you know, connect really to an intelligent part of you that's going to assist you with first step, second step, third step that you're actually going to take. So that is a very, very powerful thing to do. And it's also a very healthy thing to do. It's going to help you to be more relaxed and at ease in general. And, you know, there's stressors every single day. And if your mind goes right back to the same way of thinking, because you're literally recycling the same ones over and over again about this problem that you have of not being able to quit smoking or not be able to eat a healthy, you know, diet every day, you know, consume healthy foods that will naturally cause your body to go into a healthy state of being, that you're reaching out for things that are not at all good for you, that will simply no longer be on your radar. Wouldn't that be nice, right? You don't have to try so hard. You don't have to contort yourself into trying to release a habit and a pattern. Wouldn't you rather that it just naturally fall away? And that can happen for you. It can. And I can help you there. So you are going to do these first steps, right? You're going to now review your last year, get real with what didn't work, what you didn't achieve. You're going to notice how you're feeling, right? Write them down. I feel blank about blank is one of the power coaching questions, and you get involved with it. If you don't get involved with it, it will never change. And then you are going to begin to write down those goals. Write down 5 goals that you believe are achievable this year. And they have to be realistic goals. You know, the obvious, I'm going to lose 50 pounds by, you know, next month is not a real a reality experience, even though certainly the media will say that you can do that. It's not true, and it's not long-lasting. It's not healthy either. So you're not going to probably experience instant releasing of smoking a pack of cigarettes every day when you've been doing it every day for 40 years, or that you have been carrying around 50 pounds for years. Give yourself the understanding that just like with everything, there is what's called the law of gestation. Once you drop in to your subconscious mind, the idea, you're conscious of it, of course, in your conscious mind you say, you know, I'm going to stop smoking this pack of cigarettes, or I'm going to release these 50 pounds. That's the first goal. You know, you're writing down this goal, but realize that there's a gestation period there. It's just like when you conceive that baby, it has to go through a gestation period. It would be kind of, you know, disappointing if you thought, I'm so excited, I just found out I'm pregnant, and I expect the baby to be born next month. You know that it's going to take 9 months, and there's a gestation, and you make peace with that in anxiety over it, right? Because a lot of people go into anxiety at the mere fact that it's taking a bit of time here, right? But if you drop that anxiety with the 2-minute six-count breath, that intelligent part of you will go, you know, You know, you're an intelligent being. You know it's going to take some time. And here are the steps that you're going to take every day. And they will work when you work them. Because you're going to do something called commit. You're going to make a commitment to yourself. Anyone who has achieved anything, any excellence, any goal that was achieved, has been as a result that you did make the commitment to yourself. You matter to you. You made the commitment to yourself. And now you're going to take daily action steps. So the daily, you know, start with 5 goals that you're going to write down on paper that are absolutely reasonable, rational goals that you can achieve this year. Okay? And then you're going to start to write all of the ways that you can achieve them. And you're not going to stop until you have 20 or more ways. Okay? There are many ways to achieve your goal and your intention. It's only when you're contracted in your body, which leads to contracted thinking, that it's going to become a habit and a pattern of not believing that you can achieve that. And then you go, never mind, forget it. I clearly am doomed to smoke this pack of cigarettes or carry around this weight that makes me feel unhealthy and unhappy and beating myself up every day. That is something that you have to gain control over, and you have to start to let yourself know that you're your own best advocate here. You are. You're going to take very good care of you from now on, and you're going to write down these goals that are reasonable goals to achieve this year, and maybe even sooner. You know, some of these goals you're going to find that you're going to achieve them, and then you're going to put down 5 new goals. Because you already achieved those other ones, right? And with the help, in the beginning, you're going to need help. So ask for the help again. I'm going to keep repeating that. So don't let your ego go, I can do this all on my own. Because guess what? You didn't. There's your proof. Admit that you need help. And when you work together with someone who's non-judgmental, who isn't involved emotionally with you, who knows what they're doing, who has the skills to share with you, just like any, say, athlete, who has a coach, or business people who achieve greatness always have coaches. People who you know and love and admire, they all have coaches and mentors and people who they reach out to because they know. They know. They're smart. So you're going to do these steps every day A little trick here that I love to do is put your hand on your heart every time you're going to pick up, and I'm just using these two examples so you can fill in the blank, that cigarette or something consuming food or drink that you know for sure is causing this experience called too much weight on your body, that you put your hand on your heart and you say, this is the healthiest thing I can do for myself, right? And it's going to sound wacky to do that, but it's a proven way for you to tap into a part of you that's absolutely letting you know that is absolutely not true, okay? You can try to fool yourself. And again, you're unconscious when you're smoking and you're unconscious when you're eating too much of the foods that certainly contribute to weight on your body. And when you put your hand on your heart, you connect there, and there's a part of you that will gently and lovingly remind you that that is not good for you. And it so loves you unconditionally, it will help you with inspired thought and you being able to take that action. And you will put the cigarette down. And even if you're smoking and you put that cigarette down just for an hour today is a great accomplishment. And you start to write down all of your accomplishments, all of your successes. I didn't smoke one cigarette today. You take one cigarette out of your pack, right? And you put it on, you know, you break it in half. I didn't smoke this cigarette today. Or if it's with releasing, the pounds, if you are eating something every day and you know darn well it's not good for you to eat that amount, I ate one less candy bar today. Say, if you're eating more than one, I ate, a half a candy bar today instead of a whole candy bar. That's a success. Put your hand on your heart and commend yourself, congratulate yourself, send yourself that feeling of I did it will literally build each time you do it. And it's kind of like you are walking up steps. You're getting closer, closer, closer. You're getting closer to that achievement. Right? And it's monumental when you take a step like that. And if you go, oh, that was really nothing, you're going against yourself again. You have to get involved with the part of you that is, it's like your biggest cheerleader, I'm telling you, when you get involved with it. And it knows, it can feel your anxiety, it can feel your stress, it can feel your disappointment in yourself. It can feel all of those feelings and it will never join you there. That's why it sends you the feeling. I know that sounds kind of hard to understand, but when you have a feeling of self-directed negativity, that feeling is not what you think it is. It's actually a message from your higher self reminding you you're headed in the wrong direction, and it will never feel like that towards you. It will never join you there. And you can achieve so much greatness when you connect to that part of you that supports you. No, I don't care if you fall off track 100 times, it's there. I don't care if you fall off the wagon, all of those terminologies that are like generally make people feel bad. You're going to relapse all your life long, but it doesn't matter. Just get back on again. Just do it again. Keep doing it again. Keep doing it again, and just like a muscle, when you practice something, anything, it gets stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. And with commitment and getting up and doing it again, you will achieve this new habit and pattern of being. You can literally reinvent yourself. Not that you're not broken and you're not wonderful right now as you are. It's just that we can always improve. That's what, becoming more and improving is what it's all about. You can always be better, 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 better. It doesn't mean you're bad right now and you're not wonderful right now. It means that there's always that self-improvement that can occur, and you're going to go through challenges. There's no doubt about it. That's why you need your skills to be able to get back on track again, and do it again and do it again and do it again. And just by the laws and principles that you live in, you will have an effect. There's the law of cause and effect. Just keep doing it again. And even if today you might start and stop. It's okay. Keep going. Just keep going and commit again. Take one less, you know, like smoke half a cigarette, you know, eat half of something, things like that that I've suggested. So I've given you a lot to get started now to get real with your resolutions. And I highly recommend that you definitely listen back again. One more resource I want to leave you with is an awesome resource for setting goals and achieving them, some of which I've shared today that I've learned in my own life, is by a man named Brian Tracy. Okay, so go to briantracy.com. He is renowned, globally known again, for his life, which has got to be the last at least 50 years of the man helping people achieve their goals as a resource. Okay, Brian Tracy, so write that down. And so you load it up here. Please, be sure to listen back. If there's anyone that you know that could benefit from hearing what I shared today and the resources I shared, please lead them in the direction of coachcaferadio.com. And you will. By the way, a whole new look and feel for Coach Cafe Radio this year, and it's really going to have so much more available for you to live your best life as the self-empowerment place to meet. There's also a new show as an announcement that we just started, geared towards women in particular, called The Awakened Feminine Spirit. The Awakened Feminine Spirit. And that is with my co-host, my wonderful colleague and awesome coach in her own right, Dr. Monica Bennett. So be sure to join us every Wednesday at 8 p.m. in the Coach Cafe for our new show called The Awakened Feminine Spirit. I have more shows with different focuses this year. More guests are coming on, so it's going to be an exciting year helping you to definitely live your best life this year and achieve those goals. So thank you, everyone, for joining me. I wish you a wonderful new year. Let it be the one where you actually do achieve these wonderful goals and intentions and desires that you are definitely here to live. So have a beautiful new year, and I look forward to meeting you next week. That would be next Wednesday, 8 p.m., in the Coach Cafe for the new show, The Awakened Feminine Spirit, and next Saturday for the regular show on Coach Cafe Radio. Thanks, everyone, for joining me. Have a wonderful day.